Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Bruce back.
Oh, yeah.
David will be glad to see you.
Yeah, I bet he will. Have you seen my old jeans, Em?
Put them in the wash.
Oh, right, OK. Only I'll need them for tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know how he's managed to keep going this last week.
Well, Dad said he was a bit stressed on Friday. Had a bit of a go at him.
Well, it's not like David to go off on one, is it?
Yeah, that's what Dad said.
Oh, it's probably because of Ruth being away.
Yeah, and the rest.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's hope that's all over anyway. So, do you think you could get those jeans through for me? I'm just nipping over to check Oliver and Mike are okay to do the milking.
I am worried, Ed.
What?
You going away this week?
I thought we got this sorted, honestly. I wouldn't go if I thought you were in any danger.
You say we're not, but how can you know?
I told you. The threat's aimed at them, not us.
But what if they did something again and we were in the way? Anything could happen.
Look, Emma, I really wish this course wasn't happening now, but there's nothing I can do about it.
You should have pulled out last week when I said.
It's important.
I know.
There's more money for us in the end. We can't afford not to do it.
I'd rather you were here with us.
You'll be fine. David knows I'm going and he's only across the yard. Look, I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, Tig, but I can't be doing with you just at the moment.
He's been really missing Josh and Ben.
I can imagine.
He's not the only one.
I'm sure.
Although, I've been so busy, there hasn't been much time to think. Coffee?
Oh, yeah, please. I'm dying for some. Seems ages since me last stopped. Oh, maybe it'll give me a second wind.
Well, it sounds as if the kids are settled in well.
As settled in as they're gonna be.
You said Ben was okay.
Mum's working her magic. But he's gonna miss us.
Oh, of course he is.
And she sent you half a ton of marmalade.
Excellent. And Josh?
Well, he's missing his mates. And he was hoping to drive the tractor for harvest this year.
Yeah, I know.
They do feel very far away. But I'm glad even so.
There we go.
Thanks. Hmm. I let them off doing any homework. My mum's making Josh log on to the school website tomorrow, she says. And she's going to sit down with Ben and his worksheets.
It's an uphill battle, I imagine.
She'll sort them out.
She can be pretty firm when she wants to be.
It is quite a lot of time to fill.
Yeah, I know.
She might take them to the skate park or something.
Right. Ruth, I'm sorry.
I'm just relieved they're off the farm.
Yeah, me too.
Mum's worried about us, of course.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Well, you were right. We had to get them off the farm. It was impossible trying to keep track of them every minute of every day.
It was, yeah.
At least now we can just concentrate on the harvest. You okay?
Fine. Just thinking how quiet it is.
Emma? George just told me him and Kira are off on their holidays.
Oh, yeah?
I said it was news to me, but... What's going on?
We're staying with my mum while you're on your course, Ed.
You what?
I told her what had been happening and she said straight away we must come over.
All right. Are you sure?
Well, it just won't feel safe without you here. I have told you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay then. No, no, but it's a good idea.
Whether it's all aimed at us or not makes no difference to me. Mum was really pleased. She'll enjoy us being there.
Okay. I suppose she will.
And George is looking forward to it. You do understand, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I do.
Well, you can take us over there now.
Right.
How are you doing?
Okay, yeah.
You look as if you got your second wind, anyway.
It just feels good to get stuck in.
Right. Do you want me to finish up in here?
It's okay. I'd rather keep going. Oh, hi, Ed.
Oh, hiya.
Yeah. You all set for your badger course?
Yeah, more or less.
Should be really useful, shouldn't it?
It should, yeah.
Oh, it'd be great to have you on the vaccination team.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, her mum sent some marmalade down for Emma.
Oh, that's kind of her. Thank you.
She makes enough to feed an army every year, so you'll be doing her a favour. I'll bring it over in a bit.
I've just come down to let you know that, well, Emma and the kids are going to stay with her mum while I'm away.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm taking them over there now.
Right.
Probably a good idea. It's a lot on your own with two little ones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you wouldn't mind keeping an eye on the cottage,
Of course, yeah.
Thanks. Well, I'll see you then.
Bye, Ed.
Bye. Enjoy the course.
Yeah, I will.
Feels a bit like rats leaving a sinking ship, doesn't it?
Oh, poor David and Ruth. Mm. What they must be going through. Right, I think there's enough pillowcases there, Emma. Make sure George gets his fireman, Sam.
Thanks, Mum.
And there's plenty of towels in the airing cupboard. Just help yourself.
Oh, it's so nice being here.
Oh, I'm sure it is, love, with everything that's been going on.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's terrible they should be put in a position where they have to send their kids away. What is the world coming to? Right, that's George's duvet cover. He won't want the one with the flowers, bless him. Honestly, just doesn't bear thinking about.
I've been so worried.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I'm always thinking I can hear something. Oh. I didn't used to mind all the creaking at Rickyard. It's just the old boards, it's what they do. But now it really freaks me out. And with Ed going away...
Oh, come here.
I just couldn't face being there on my own.
Of course you couldn't.
Oh, I'm just looking for George's truck.
It's in the blue holdall at the top of the stairs.
Great. Are you okay, Em?
Fine. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Well, the shower definitely helped.
Right.
And I had a good long chat with Pip.
She okay?
Yeah, fine.
Told her she should stay put.
Yeah, there's no point taking any risks, is there?
No.
So who's the email from?
Oh, just an FU colleague wondering if I'm free to meet up for lunch at the Borchester show on Wednesday.
So are you?
Well, I suppose. Thought I might go along.
Yeah.
You know, if only to keep up appearances.
To keep up appearances?
Well, I'd rather we didn't have to go public on what's actually been happening here.
David, Ed and Emma, your mum, Shula, Kenton, Adam, they all know, which means Susan, Alistair, Jolene, Ian, they all know too. You think this is still a private problem?
Of course I don't.
Well, I'm not sure you turning up at the show is going to dispel any rumours.
Well, maybe not. Just thought that the more we manage to stick to our normal routine, the easier it'll be.
I'll just dry me hair, then I'll get the meal on.
I'm afraid it'll have to be something from the freezer.
That's okay.
Right.
So I'll ring you every night before the kids go to bed, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Put it here.
You'll give him a kiss for me, won't you?
Of course I will.
I don't think George even noticed I was going.
Oh, yeah, well, Dad's keeping him busy.
Yeah. At least Kira went down okay.
I suppose it's like our second home here, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Okay, so I'll pick you up on Thursday.
Man, Ed's going.
Oh, sorry, love. Oh, just watching Neil and George having a race with their trucks. Oh, he's like a big kid himself, arguing the toss about the rules. I said to him, let George win that one. But will he?
Yeah, bye, Susan. And, thanks for...
Oh, no, no. I'm just glad Emma rang.
Yeah. So, I'll see you Thursday then.
Hope it all goes well.
Thanks.
I hope I've done the right thing.
Oh, you have, love. Now, look, you sit down.
Okay.
I'll make us a nice cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, Mum. That'd be lovely.
No.
What's happened? Oh, I see.
I hope you're hungry.
Yes, that's plenty of rice.
I'm so used to cooking for five.
Do you want me to do anything?
No, it's okay. I just grabbed some chilli from the freezer. It's not your traditional Sunday roast, I'm afraid, but still.
Oh, it sounds great. It's my fault anyway. I should have got something in.
There might be some garlic bread.
No, it's okay.
I realised a bit too late there isn't actually that much chilli.
Ruth, I was going
to
say...
I might need to add a tin of tomatoes.
Ruth?
Yeah?
I just wanted to tell you, I've decided not to go to the show on Wednesday.
Oh, right.
I said there was too much to sort out with the harvest. I couldn't spare the time.
No.
Tony and Helen will be there anyway.
Oh, yeah, of course they will.
So they can be my eyes and ears on the ground.
Good.
Anyway, there's no way I want to leave you here on your own.
Right.
I just thought you should have a break for lunch, darling.
I can't now, Mum.
Well, I didn't mean right this minute.
Good.
Well, just because they were pleased with you at your checkup, it doesn't mean you can go at things hammer and tongs, you know.
Well, it would be now, of course, it starts playing up.
Why? What's the problem?
Oh, something wrong with the hydraulics.
Oh. Well, I know it's a mad scramble the week before harvest, but you always get there in the end.
We'll see if that's done the trick.
All right.
Just be nice if we had someone to drive it.
We still haven't found anybody to replace that student, then.
Brian says he's hoping to get to it soon.
And he hasn't done it yet?
Nope. Whether there's the remotest chance of finding a driver now is anyone's guess.
Well, look, let me at least take one problem off your shoulders. I'll talk to Brian.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Well, yes. So that's one headache less.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
Oh, it's nothing. You asked me to think of something to do with the pickers on Wednesday, remember?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, not a thought in my head. No idea.
Oh, dear. Well... Have you asked them?
Oh, you're kidding. They'd never make a decision.
Oh, well, I'll have a think as well. And what else is on your to-do list?
Well, I was hoping to harvest the cherries so you could take them to the farmer's market tomorrow. Uh-huh. First time you've had enough to sell on.
Couldn't somebody help you?
Ian's off today. He might be able to spare a couple of hours.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he would.
Anyway, I'd better take the tractor for a trial run, see if it's sorted.
Okay, I'll leave you to it then.
Okay, Mum, and thanks for chasing Brian.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Lovely to hear from you, darling. Hold on, I'll just dump my trowel.
Oh, sorry, am I interrupting?
No, not at all. I'm just weeding the tub outside the shop. I thought I'd better deal with it before Linda does one of her inspections.
It's all hotting up, is it?
Oh, isn't it just?
I just wondered if you got time for tea at the Orangery this afternoon. But if you're...
Oh, no. That would be wonderful, Elizabeth. I could escape Linda's clutches for an hour at least.
That bad, is it?
She's got me running round, making sure everyone's watering at the right times. And I've still got some baking to do for the judge's tea tomorrow.
Why don't I contribute some orangery specials for the occasion?
Oh, better and better.
Oh, these are lush.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
You should have told me you were picking cherries this morning. I'd have put my hand up straight away.
Just seemed like another chore.
Mm. Not when you can do some sampling as you go.
Hey, come on, leave some for Mum to take to market.
I'll tell you what, they'd make a fantastic dessert.
As long as you tell everyone where you got them.
Of course. Adam. Adam.
Yeah, sorry, just keeping an eye.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do their job without you spying on them.
Apart from Pavel, of course.
Yeah, why? What's he up to?
Oh, as usual. Sneaking off for a crafty ciggy.
Give the lad a break. It'll take him 3 minutes, max.
And you should know.
Thanks. Right, well, if you could get back to me, that'd be great. Bye. Oh, that sounds promising anyway.
What's that?
Valley Farm, about the house and outbuildings.
Ah, so it's on the market, is
it?
Well,
not yet, no, but it will be fairly soon. So I really want to get ahead of the game, secure some useful accommodation.
For the dairy unit workers, you mean?
Hmm, yeah, because it was floated at a meeting a while back. They approved it then, but nobody's done anything about it, of course.
Well, don't forget what I said about the Swifts.
The Swifts?
Hmm, it's their home too.
One step at a time, eh, Jenny?
Anyway, now I'd like you to do a bit of problem-solving on Adam's behalf.
Oh, yes?
Mm-hmm. You were supposed to sort out a replacement driver for him.
Yes, well, I'm afraid I haven't come up with anyone yet.
No, because you've been too busy dealing with board business. Mm. You know, you really need to concentrate on the farm now, darling. Harvest starts next week.
OK, Jenny, point taken.
Good.
I didn't think there'd be such a healthy crop this year.
Yeah. Yeah, you think you've stripped them, don't you? And then you find loads hiding under some leaves. Well, like here, for example.
It's next year I'm expecting a commercial harvest.
You'll need more than just me, then.
Gives you time to think. That's the only trouble.
Might be a good thing.
Well, maybe. Hey, I didn't tell you, did I? Might have encountered Linda's wild beast when I was up at Hayden Burrow this morning.
Never.
Well, there was definitely something crashing through the undergrowth.
So what, did you actually get a glimpse?
I wasn't that close.
What, you don't think it was Linda and Scruff?
I just heard this mad snorting and snuffling.
Bound to be her, then. She's doing a lot of snorting at the moment. A limp Petunia drives her mad.
Poor Linda.
Okay, here, it's time for a nice, cool drink.
Well, you brought one?
Yeah, go on, sit down for a bit. Always come prepared. Ginger beer or lemonade?
Ginger beer, please.
There you go.
Great. Oh, thanks.
And there's a pack of sarnies in the rucksack when you're ready.
Mum must have been talking to you.
All off my own bat.
Moments like these, it feels good to be back at work.
You're looking forward to harvest, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Even though it means working flat out 24/7.
Comes with the territory. And the great thing is, at the end of the day, you've got a barn full of food.
That's true.
Who's that?
Pavel's holding court, winding the girls up.
He's a good influence. Doesn't let anything get to him.
Good skill to have.
All right.
You've got a good bunch of pickers all round.
Yeah, I'm lucky.
Lucky nothing. You're a good employer, which you keeps them on side.
I like that part of the job.
Well, that's what I mean. You go the extra mile, make sure they're all happy.
I hope so. Which reminds me, I need to sort something for the pickers to do.
Well, you'll think of something.
Yeah.
What we've done is kept the walls and paintwork really neutral, then gone for some lovely rich colours in the throws and curtains.
Phoebe's going to love it, I'm sure.
It was hard trying to second guess how her taste might have changed. She was in her pink phase when she went away.
Well, Lily's out of that one too now.
Abby's been trying to lend a helping hand, of course.
She must be so excited at having her big sister home.
We're all counting the days now. We're planning some nice trips together once she's over the journey.
Oh, yes. Roy was talking about booking some time off.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello, darling. Hayley, lovely to see you.
Oh, and you, Jill. I'd better make a move. I need to finish tidying the crook barn. Bye.
Bye. She looks so excited.
Doesn't she? Hey, sit down, Mum.
Oh, this was such a good idea, Elizabeth.
You must be exhausted.
I'm just glad I don't have to accompany Linda round with the judges tomorrow. Jim's doing the honours.
That's a relief.
Oh, it is.
Well, let's order some tea then. Mm. And you can choose some specials from the menu for tomorrow.
Thank you. This is turning out to be quite a lifesaver.
I thought I could smell coffee.
Yeah. Well, I think there's some left.
Oh, thanks. I've earned one, actually.
Oh, really?
Well, I've just heard back from the agent handling Valley Farm, and the owner's definitely interested.
Oh, right.
Lucky I made overtures when I did. He hinted that someone else might be interested.
Oh, yes.
Just hope it's not Matt.
I was actually hoping to hear some news about Adam's replacement tractor driver.
All sorted.
Really?
Yeah, it took quite a lot of ringing around, of course.
Oh, yes. Who is it, then?
Jenny.
And poor Jolene's down for a final litter pick this evening.
Sounds as if everyone will be relieved when it's over.
Well, it has been very rewarding, of course, seeing the village looking so lovely.
I had a letter from UK Vintners this morning.
What did it say?
Well, although we didn't actually get a placing in the competition...
No, you said.
They did make some really nice comments about the tastings.
Oh, good.
They were very positive. It made me want to improve the quality of the wine, so we do even better next time.
I'm really pleased for you.
Thanks, Mum.
That was a lovely break, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Pleasure.
But I suppose I really should get back.
Well, don't forget to collect the orangery cakes.
Don't worry, I won't. Instead of baking, I'll be able to pop over to Brookfield.
So how are things?
Well, difficult, as you can imagine.
I hear Emma's taken refuge with her mum while Ed's away.
I think refuge might be too strong a word for it.
Honestly, Mum, I don't know what David thinks he's doing.
You're taking care of his family, of course.
Yeah, I just thought... Well, he always seems to make the wrong decision, doesn't he?
How do you mean?
Well, why is he still so set on giving evidence? Surely the most important thing is keeping his family safe.
He is keeping them safe.
By sending them away?
The situation's far more complicated than you realise, Elizabeth.
I only meant...
And assessing it in such a black and white way really isn't very helpful at all.
Oh, Elizabeth, I'm glad I caught you.
Yes?
Do you mind if I leave a bit early? Only I wanted to nip over to Underwoods. They've got this lovely lampshade in the sale and I'm worried they might sell out. It's a perfect match with Phoebe's curtains and throw.
Yes, fine.
If you're sure.
I am, yes.
That's great.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Thank Brian for me.
Yes, I will. Oh, bye, darling.
Bye.
What's that?
Brian sorted the driver.
Excellent.
That's one problem solved, then.
Oh, Ian. I know.
Look, you've made a really good case. When I'm listening to you, I know I should be encouraging David, telling him to face them down and give evidence.
Well, that's what seems right to me.
In theory, yeah. But their family, what am I putting them through? Ruth begged me last week to persuade David to pull out.
Yeah.
She was in pieces and I was standing there thinking, this is all down to me.
You're the victim in this. Don't forget that.
Okay, but that doesn't really help them, does it? If you're right, and David should stand firm, how on earth am I going to tell Ruth?
I do hope people haven't overwatered. I did warn them.
Of course they haven't. It's all looking splendid.
Yes.
Including my old Riley. It's been treated to a lot of care and attention these last few days, I can tell you.
I hope you vacuumed the inside carefully.
I can assure you, Linda, no birdseed or compost sullies the seats.
Good.
Christine gave it a full inspection.
Mm. And it's only for our trips to the Green Burial Ground and Community Orchard, of course.
Well, I'm hardly going to offer to drive them to the village shop.
Shall we just check the judge's itinerary again?
Oh, for the upteenth time.
So, now, round the green, past the community shop, which they may want to visit, past the bull, now fortunately completely litter-free, St. Stephen's Acre, followed by the Jubilee Field.
Check.
Then we'll travel in the Riley to the Green Burial Site and on to the community orchard.
You seem to have left out Glebelands.
Oh, if only we could. That orange gold garden at number 8 is a monstrosity.
Here they are.
Hey, missus.
Oh, no.
I just wanted a quick word.
Not now, Joe, please.
I wanted to check the time of the tea this afternoon.
Joe, I have explained. It's only for those who have really worked at making the village look lovely. Now, do excuse me.
Hello. Sorry, Joe. Two judges in, eh? Yeah. Oh, he's off on a bit of hurry, isn't he? Eh? Linda Snell must have scared him already, eh?
Probably keen to inspect our facilities.
Yeah, but, she's a fine-looking woman, isn't she?
See what you mean. Sorry you're going to miss out on this, Joe.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Yes. Now, let me introduce you to Jim Lloyd, a member of our Britain in Bloom committee, Marcia. Jim, this is Marcia Green.
Lovely to meet you, Jim.
You too, Marcia.
Douglas won't be a minute.
Well, can we offer you a coffee in the meantime?
Oh, that's very kind, but perhaps not. What a wonderful old car.
I'm very fond of it, I must say.
It's a Riley, isn't it?
Well spotted.
They're really very special, aren't they?
Well, you'll be riding in it later, so you can inspect it at close quarters.
Oh, good.
Yes. Now, can I offer you a copy of our itinerary, Marcia?
They shouldn't be long now.
Oh, you got one of Caitlin's posters.
Oh, keep an eye on Kira, will you?
Yeah, it says to sign up to your chosen team, but it doesn't say what you're signing up to.
No, I know. He hasn't told us yet.
He'd better get a move on, hadn't he?
Yeah, he will. Oh, Emma, can you not let Kira rearrange things? The judges will be here in a minute. I'll never hear the last of it from Linda.
She's just having a little look, aren't you, darling?
Good job I noticed what she did to that tub earlier. Oh, I think I can see them. Oh, oh no, the fine tomatoes. Quick, Emma.
It's okay, Mum. Oh. Don't fuss.
Don't fuss?
And it's all run entirely by volunteers, of course. Perhaps you'd like to look at the tubs first, Douglas. Jim?
With you in a minute, Linda.
I have to say, I'm fascinated by your telephone box.
We are rather proud of it.
The flowers inside are a lovely touch.
Yes. I gather when it was a working box, the shopkeeper always kept fresh flowers in there. So, this is a little nod to that bit of village history.
Sweet.
Well, it's one of Ambridge's iconic landmarks. And there's another.
Oh, gosh, my goodness. Almost up there with the Riley.
Oh, dear. I've got competition, have I?
I'm afraid so, Jim. Afternoon!
Afternoon!
Just thought I'd see if I could spot the judges.
On their way around now, are they?
Oh, they should be. Susan was polishing the veg all ready for them. Everyone's gone bonkers.
Tracy, can you just let her know I'll be over with the kids later for this trial run thing? Makeup and hair.
You don't sound so gloomy, Keith. It's going to be fun. You should see Chelsea. She's like a bottle of pop.
I hope Susan's okay with having us all descend on her.
She'll be fine. She's just got Emma and the kids staying. That's why she's a bit stressed.
Oh, right.
Oh, I better go, Keith. I can smell something burning. I was doing a bit of a trial run myself.
Right, left here, everybody.
Oh, but that would mean we'd miss number 8 Glebelands, Linda.
I think Douglas is failing, rather. We have done a lot of walking.
Not a bit of it. Here we are.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Sorry? It's so clever the way they've mixed the Hellenium with those yellow red-hot pokers. Oh, really vibrant.
We thought that, didn't we, Linda?
Yes, indeed. An unexpected colour in the mix really helps to liven things up, doesn't it? It's gaudy, but not garish.
Gaudy, but not garish. Exactly right.
Well, shall we make our way to the Riley now? It's our beautiful orchard next. The community orchard has been a real labour of love, hasn't it, Jim?
It certainly has.
Oh, do excuse me. I think Douglas wants a word.
Oh, well, let us know if we can help at all.
I will.
How do you think it's going?
Well, they did seem very impressed with St. Stephen's Acre, didn't they? And the green burial site was quite a hit.
Well, yes, in a manner of speaking.
And surely, just being here will tick several boxes.
Oh, afternoon again.
Oh, no.
I rather thought we hadn't seen the last of him.
Quick, Jim, quick. I'll attend to Douglas. You rescue Marcia from his clutches.
I think it might be a bit late. He seems to be offering her a taster glass of our special brew.
This is made from our Borsetshire Beauty, one of the finest cider apples in the whole county.
Oh, I can't wait to taste it.
Of course, I had to restock this orchard practically single-handed, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the old trees were hardly giving no fruit at all.
Actually, it wasn't quite single-handed, was it, Joe?
Yeah, well, no, but the actual ideas...
Came from both of us.
Well, we had to do our research, so find out which trees gives the best cider.
I'm sure that was really hard work for you both.
Don't know how we survived, do you, Joe?
Oh, well, your hard work really paid off. It's delicious.
Would you like a top-up, eh?
Yeah. I certainly would. Douglas is driving.
I think perhaps we ought to get on. Douglas is ready for a cup of tea.
Fine.
Go and see if he wants a little taste first.
Oh, Joe's quite a character, isn't he?
He's a real sweetie.
Yes, indeed.
Put this quiche on the table for me, Emma.
Oh, has it got onions in it?
Yeah, thank you.
Only Kira's not keen.
Oh, well, she eats them for me.
I was thinking, if I had my hair done after Taylor, I'd be finished, wouldn't I?
Oh, let's get the table laid first.
All right, if I take refuge in here.
You okay, Uncle Keith?
Yeah, don't worry, love. Just feeling my age a bit, I think.
Oh, you were really good bringing them all over.
It's nice to see them happy.
Aw. Could you start making the salad for me, Emma?
Well, it'd be nice if Tracy lent a hand.
Well, she's got her work cut out keeping a lid on whatever's going on in there.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like she's doing too good a job of it.
Oh, sorry, I should have shut the door properly.
Oh, no! Oh, look, can you get that ulcer out of here, please?
Yeah, sorry, Susan.
Oh.
Come on up, Kirk. Come out from under there. Let's get you back in your cage.
Poor little thing. He's terrified, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I'm afraid he's one guest I hadn't bargained on this afternoon.
I think that all went rather well, don't you?
Yes, I suppose so.
Was that a hint of hesitation?
Oh, no. It was marvellous. Apart from Joe hijacking the whole occasion.
To be truthful, Linda, I think he did us a favour for once. He went down a storm. The lovely Marcia definitely took to him.
Did she? Oh, well, we'll just have to possess our souls in patience until September.
Hang on a minute.
What?
There's a poster peeling off.
Oh, well, it's one of Kenton's.
It's funny, isn't it? Any time I see anything that's even slightly out of kilter, I feel compelled to put it right. I think I must have a touch of, what is it? You know.
OCD?
Probably.
Mm.
There we are.
Of course, Kenton's posters still don't give a clue as to what he's planning.
I'm sure he'll tell us soon.
Luckily, I'm well ahead with my plans for the Cultural Olympiad.
Good.
Oh, yes. The group of theatre students from Felpisham University are a real class act.
And you know now what they're performing, do you?
Oh, well, it's very exciting, Jim. Performance art.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, yes, all right, Dad. Yeah, I'll sort it. Is that your second can, Tracy?
I don't think so. Oh, it's really catching though, isn't it?
What is?
Wedding fever.
Oh, I don't know about that.
When you're all glammed up, you can't help imagining.
What?
Well, you know,
If it was you.
If it was you, what?
Getting married. I mean, like, if the gorgeous Mr. Shah happened to sweep me off my feet.
Mr. Shah?
Ifty.
Oh, I know who Mr. Shah is, thank you. And you're making a complete fool of yourself, Tracer.
Oh, come on, Susan, chill. Oh,
how can I? That was Dad just now, asking if I could send some proper food over. What on earth have you been feeding him?
It was only a bit burnt.
What was?
The lamb samosa I was trying out this morning.
Lamb samosas?
Yeah, I brought some over. They're in the fridge.
Oh, I thought I could smell something.
Can George have another can of lemonade, ma'am?
Oh, look, he's already had two fizzy drinks already. That's why he's so wound up.
He's excited, that's all.
It's my fault George had that last can.
Well, you should know better too, Keith. Mm. Oh, look, don't let Kira play with that tiara. It'll be ruined.
Oh, I didn't see she had it.
Good girl, Kira. Give it to Uncle Keith. There we are. Have that nice bit of ribbon instead.
Thanks, Uncle Keith.
Oh, that's all right, love. Both in the doghouse now, aren't we?
Yeah, I know.
Tell you what, Susan. Why don't I nip out and get Dad a takeaway? Pop it round to him.
That'd be brilliant.
Well, if you're sure.
Oh, I am.
Well, yeah, OK. I'll need you to put the vacuum round after, if you would, Emma. Can't imagine the state of the carpet with them all picnicking in there.
Oh, right.
Want me to drop you off at Rickyard?
No, it's OK, thanks. We're living here at the moment. Ed's away.
Keep your chin up.
I will.
All right if I join you, Joe?
Oh, go ahead. It looks like your knees there.
I do, yeah. Just sorry, it can only be a quick half.
Ah, well, I awarded myself a pint after a very successful day.
I'm sure I could say the same.
I was a big hit with them Britain the Bloom judges, you know. Handsome woman one of them was too. Wouldn't be surprised if I swung the result in her favour.
Yeah?
Linda Snell didn't look too impressed, mind. Every time I appeared, she went a funny colour.
Didn't put you off your stride, though, did it?
Oh, me and Bartleby was more than a match for her, yeah.
How's things with the family, Joe? Eddie doing okay?
Struggling like everybody else. Trying to make a bit of cash. Yeah,
tell me about it.
The gnomes is in their day, of course.
What was he doing now, then?
Well, at last I heard he was doing something different.
Oh, yeah?
Making cats and dogs.
Well, at least he hasn't got a fork out for a wedding.
That's true.
This one's costing me an arm and several legs.
Oh, yeah?
To be quite honest with you, Joe, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Well, good luck with that, then. Yeah. Okay. All right. Bye.
Someone else wondering why you're not at the shore today?
No. Just Adam.
So what did he want?
Well, he was just letting me know he'll be over tomorrow to check the barley.
So why were you wishing him good luck?
Oh, nothing. No, it's just a problem with some social event for his workers. You know, he was sounding a bit fraught.
Oh, a social event? Be nice if that was all we had to worry about.
Sorry?
Arrangements for a picker's do.
Oh, I know. Horrible without the kids around, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'm going to finish clearing out the grain stalk. Oh, no.
What now?
Well, this one is going to ask why I'm not at the show. I'm going to call them back later.
Maybe you should have gone.
No. There's no way I am spending a whole day off the farm. We're too busy anyway.
Hey, Adam. You caught me.
Sorry?
I don't usually sneak back to the caravans. I just ran out of these.
Right.
I know. Give up. Save all my hard-earned cash.
Ah, you said it.
You want to sit down?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind. Just for a minute. Ugh. I'm not interrupting.
No. I was just looking to see who signed this.
Oh. Not a complaint, I hope.
No. It's for these community games they're having in the village.
Oh, you're putting together a team?
Well, trying to.
Pavel, that's great.
Yeah, it looked as if it might be a bit of a laugh.
How did you find out about it?
Well, there was a poster in the shop. And then when I was in Borchester, I went to a bar.
Let me guess. Jack's?
Yes, that's right. And the guy in there, he,
Kenton. He's a cousin. Well, sort of.
No way.
Yeah. So he gave you the hard sell?
Hard sell. That's good. Yes. He convinced me to enter the games.
Have you got enough for a team?
Yes. And I've told them to start training.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you don't do much running while you're picking strawberries, so...
Well, you sound like you're doing okay.
Great, yeah. I'm enjoying it here. Getting to see a bit of another country, earning a bit of cash.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd have another outing today.
Oh, the treetops thing.
It's a shame it fell through. It would have been fun.
Yeah, no worries.
I've been trying to think of something else to do instead, but...
No one minds.
I know, but I do like to give everyone the chance to, you know, get off the farm.
Well, why don't you take us down the pub?
Down the pub? What, you mean just go to the Bull?
Sure. If you can pay for the first round, then no one will complain.
Ah, the Bull it is then.
I've poured you a coffee.
Right.
Mind the floor.
Yeah. No Emma today.
She's called in. Can't make it.
It's all you need.
It's okay. I'm not doing much.
Get it. Hello, Brookfield Farm. Hello.
Quiet without the kids, isn't it?
What did you say?
We know where they are.
You bastard! You touched my kids!
David!
Shh!
God, what did he say?
He said it was quiet without the kids, wasn't it? And he knew where they were.
No!
Call your mum.
What?
What shall I?
No, I'll do it. How can he know? How can he possibly know? God, I've pressed the wrong button.
Yeah, let me...
No, I'll do it. Oh, come on. Mum, please. Oh, come on.
I don't know if I can get away, to be honest, Adam. It's a bit of a mad scramble.
I thought you said you hadn't got much on.
Yeah, but we've got a couple of major bookings tomorrow, and rumour has it we're due an inspection for our score on the door.
Ah, but it'd be so good to have you there.
What, so you're just going to the Bull?
Pavel's idea.
Well, that solved a problem for you then.
Yeah. Alice and Chris have promised to call in.
So, I mean, do you really need me?
Oh, come on, it'll be fun.
Oh, I'm not at my most dynamic, I warn you.
Will I notice?
Hey!
No, honestly, I'd just be glad of the moral support. Please?
Thanks for coming over, Mum.
I'm just glad you rang me.
Oh, Ruth.
Oh, we've got to get them back.
I know, and you will.
No, I mean now.
You can't now. We've got to wait till the morning.
But anything could happen.
David will ring the police.
No, I've done it. They're ringing Predator to ask a patrol car to call out.
Did you hear that, Ruth?
I could go now.
It wouldn't be safe, not when you're so upset. It's a very long way.
But what can we do?
You can set off in the morning.
Why did I take them?
We couldn't know.
I hate the thought of you doing this on your own.
Well, I'll have to, won't I?
I could go.
Well, how can you, David? You're getting ready for harvest.
I know.
There's no choice, is there? Oh.
Look, you put the kettle on, David. I want to make a quick call.
Hey, Adam, can I change that there pint?
Sure. This is the man who was reluctant to come along, and he definitely wasn't drinking.
Well, he's looking pretty chilled now.
Isn't he just?
So, who's the guy he's talking to?
Pavel. He's a bit of a case.
He's dishy, isn't he?
If you like the wild, unkempt look.
Do you reckon those tawny streaks are natural, or have they had a bit of help?
I wouldn't like to say.
They really suit him, though.
Hands off. Oh. You seem pretty chilled yourself.
Oh, I am now. I wasn't this morning. I was so nervous, I thought I was going to throw up.
Yeah?
I had my interview.
Of course. How did it go?
Not a clue. I'm just so glad it's over.
It was a callback, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
So that's a good sign.
I probably spouted a load of gibberish at them. Oh, you know what, Adam? I probably did.
I bet you were brilliant.
I wasn't. Oh, but I don't want to think about it.
Right.
Oh, hey, you've heard the really big news of the week, have you?
Not sure.
My old school is going to be playing a mixed under-19s Ambridge cricket team.
Oh, yeah, I did hear something. Going to ruffle a few feathers, isn't it? Pitching boys against girls?
Well, Nat started it. It's the only way the Ambridge girls could get a game.
Does she have any idea how determined Jamie and Dan are going to be?
Yeah, out for a duck to a female bowler.
Exactly.
Well, they'll need to be determined. St. Mag's are a team to be reckoned with, I heard.
Sounds like one not to miss.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Right, here we go.
Oh, wow, that's a big round.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh. Vdomu. Voda. Vzupie. Gosh. Vdam.
Nya. Domu.
Dom. Something. Zupie.
Gosh. Vdomu. Voda. Vzupie.
Gosht vidom voda zupje.
Well done.
I don't know though, Pavel, doesn't drip off the tongue somehow.
Well, you can practice.
And that's a really useful phrase, isn't it?
For you, yeah.
Like if it was serving dinner, I could say it?
Could do, yeah.
Okay, so what does it mean?
Oh, I can't tell you.
What? You've got to.
No, sorry.
Look, you're not moving from here till you tell me.
Okay. Guest in the house, water in the soup.
You're joking. So when some punter walks in, I'm telling them I'm watering the soup.
Oh yeah, well, if that's what you do, I don't know.
Right,
here we go then. Pints of shies for you. Thanks, Adam.
Hey, don't give him one. He's trying to besmirch my reputation.
What's going on?
Pavel here's got a funny sense of humour.
Me? No, you do, Ian. You're funny.
Well, no, I tell you what, I saved your bacon the other day, Pavel.
Bacon.
Yeah, you know, like Adam would have got really angry.
What had I done?
Well, sneaked off for a cigarette.
Ah, I know. He caught me this morning too.
Yeah, it's usually a hanging offence. He doesn't understand the weakness.
No.
Right, so can I interest you in a drink or have you changed your mind?
Hey, here, sit down here. You've done your barman duties now.
Yeah.
Na zdrowie, Adam.
Just glad you're enjoying yourselves.
Best night since I arrived. And Ian will soon be fluent in Polish.
Yeah, it's tricky, but I'm getting there.
Hey, thanks.
What for?
Coming along, making things go with a swing.
No problem. In fact, it's been an absolute pleasure.
I've got to go, David.
You can't. Mum's right.
I won't sleep, and neither will you.
No, I know, but... Look. The police will check they're okay.
And what about Mum? How must she be feeling?
She was perfectly calm. She knows the odds are that they won't go anywhere near Prudence.
She can't know that. I just want to do something.
Right, it's all sorted.
What do you mean?
I've just spoken to Kenton. He's going to drive you up there first thing in the morning.
Kenton?
I knew he'd want to help. You can't possibly do that long journey on your own.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well, no one can think clearly in these circumstances.
And we couldn't go tonight?
I'm afraid not. But he'll be here bright and early tomorrow. So that's settled. And the children are fine, really they are.
Oh, dear. Maybe I'll just wash my face. Trying to make myself feel a bit more human.
You do that. Then I'll make you some nice scrambled eggs.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, they're always easy to get down, even when you don't feel like anything. You'll feel better when you've seen the boys.
I thought they were safe. But maybe they're not safe anywhere.
You okay, David?
Oh. I don't know, Mum. I mean, I've done nothing wrong, have I?
Of course you haven't.
So why do I feel as if all this is my fault?
Oh, come on, mate. Decide which lane you're in. No? Okay. Change your mind again?
I couldn't wait to get going.
No, I bet.
When we got the call last night.
Yeah, must have been horrible.
I just lost it completely.
It's hard to imagine what it's been like for you.
I can't believe I spent all last week bullying David into sending the boys up to Mum's. And now...
You can't wait to get them back.
And Ben and Josh... I mean, they were great. Took it all in their stride. Though Josh really didn't want to go.
Understandable, I guess.
But I worry about what it's doing to them.
Mm.
It's a nightmare, Kenton. I keep waiting to wake up.
Awful, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, the boys can't wait to see you. Ben was begging me to let them camp out in the garden tonight. Said you could join them.
Well, I think my Boy Scouting days are over.
And I'm not letting them out of my sight. You know what really upsets me?
Go on.
Well, every time that creep rings us, he gets exactly what he's hoping for, doesn't he?
How do you mean?
Well, total panic and... Oh, I just wish... I didn't take the bait every time.
Well, they're threatening your kids. You know, I know how I'd feel if it was Meriel.
David's much stronger than me. He keeps saying nothing's actually happened.
Well, he's right. I mean, no one's been hurt. Not since Adam.
But that's what I keep coming back to. If they could hurt someone so casually... David keeps telling himself they won't do anything to hurt the kids. And that's what's given him the strength to carry on.
Well, it was easy to say. It must be taking its toll, though.
Oh, Kenton. When he picked up the phone and heard that voice at the other end...
Terrifying.
Neither of us could think straight after that. Thank goodness for Jill.
The caller didn't actually say where the kids were, did he?
No.
No, he just said that he knew.
That's right.
Which, well, it's a different thing, isn't it?
I suppose it is, yeah.
Sorry I haven't been able to get over to you sooner.
That's all right.
The Pickers' social went on a bit longer than expected.
Oh, it went okay then?
A bit too okay, actually.
Huh, that sort of night. And you're feeling the after effects then?
Oh, I'm fine. I think Ian may be nursing a sore head, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had to go over and check the hinds. A few of them calved last night.
Great.
You okay, David?
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's really no problem. I'm pretty far behind myself this morning.
Huh. Tough trying to keep it all going, isn't it? This time of year.
It is, yeah. See you then. Bye.
Bog snorkelling.
So where exactly is the bog going to be?
Well, of course, it would very much depend on water levels.
Really? Mm. In the river?
Yeah, well, a race on stilts might be another fun idea.
On stilts?
Yeah. And marrow putting is also a contender.
Mm.
And cheese rolling?
Right.
Yeah. Look, I won't bore you with the whole list. It all needs a bit of fine tuning.
You might want to take another look at the Jubilee Field, you know, before you decide.
Well, I'm pretty familiar with it, actually. I used to kick a ball around there on a Sunday when I was a kid.
It may have escaped your notice, though, that it does have quite a slope.
Yeah, it's got a bit of an incline, perhaps.
And the river runs alongside it.
Yeah.
A race on stilts could be a bit dangerous if the competitors start plummeting into the Am.
What do you know? There's some railings. Anyway, look, as I say, I might have to rethink a few ideas.
I think you might.
Only, please, don't tell Linda.
No?
No, she keeps sounding off about her brilliant ideas for the Cultural Olympiad.
Oh, right.
Jim said as soon as he heard the words performance art, he was off like a shot. The trouble is, of course, now she's all over the trials and tribulations of Britain in Bloom, she can turn her sights on me.
Oh, Jill said she was driving her mad with all her micromanaging of the hanging baskets.
Oh, don't get Jolene started on that. Well, I tell you, I'm not giving up on the bog snorkelling, you know.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Kenton.
Hey, my pleasure.
I
Thanks for coming over, Adam.
Well, like I said, just sorry I couldn't get here earlier. Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You look shattered.
Well, like you said, you know, this time of year we all feel the strain.
What's happened?
Well, actually, Ruth's gone back up to Prudder to fetch the boys.
But she only just got back from taking them.
Yeah, I know. Kenton very kindly offered to drive up. You know, we just thought it would be better if they were here so we can keep an eye on them.
But why the change of mind? Something else has happened, hasn't it? David?
Should we check the body?
You okay?
You're right, you know.
Am I?
What you said.
What I said? What?
About the phone call.
Oh, right. Well, he's playing on your paranoia.
He's got us looking over our shoulders every minute of the day.
Mm. Well, I suppose there is one good thing about everyone knowing.
Oh, it's not a good thing from David's point of view. He hates people knowing.
Well, does he?
Yeah.
Well, it does mean they'll all rally round now, they know, give you plenty of support.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, when the chips are down, we're on our own, aren't we? All I want is an ordinary, boring life.
No wonder you look like death warmed up this morning.
I suppose I didn't have the best night.
Oh, poor Ruth. The state she must be in.
Oh, hell. Oh, it's okay, it's Ed.
Thank God for that. Oh.
Hi, Ed. How did the course go?
Oh, it's been great, yeah. I'm on my way back now.
Well, I look forward to hearing all about it.
Well, I thought I might call in tonight, if that's okay.
Yeah, fine.
Good. I'll see you later then.
Okay, mate. Bye. Sorry. I seem to jump every time the phone rings.
I'm not surprised. It's not normal an empty Brookfield, is it?
No. Hey-o, Ruth will be back tomorrow.
That won't take the stress away, then.
Well, at least we'll all be together.
I can't let you do this, David.
Oh, look, we'll get through it.
You shouldn't have to.
No, I've got to give evidence, Adam. There'll be no case to answer without me. And the thugs who nearly killed you will get off.
If you pull out now, no one's going to blame you, least of all me.
Oh, thanks, Adam. That means a lot. I just don't know what to do for the best.
Well, you know what Ruth feels about it.
I do, yeah.
The kid's safety is what matters. Simple as that. I reckon it's time you gave her your support.
Maybe it is.
Next left, then we're almost there.
Hey, I bet you can't believe you were only here a few days ago.
I can't. That damn storm badger by the roundabout must be having a good laugh at me.
Well, what, not your favourite animal, then?
Definitely not.
Oh, I think he's rather nice.
Okay, I better start pulling myself together.
Yeah.
Just make sure you don't end up with a load of marmalade. Anyone who comes is fair game. Kenton?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, you must be knackered. We should have stopped for longer. I was just so desperate to get here.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
No?
No, I've been trying to make up my mind about something.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just not sure how helpful it will be.
How do you mean?
It's just, well, a friend of mine, a close friend, she was faced with a similar sort of dilemma. She had to decide whether she should accuse someone who'd attacked her really badly.
What happened?
Well, not many people know about it. She found the decision incredibly hard.
Right. So what did she do?
Well, she was so scared she couldn't face it.
I can understand that.
Yeah, so could I. Of course I could. But in the end, well, someone else got badly hurt, and the man was caught. She was then a witness at the trial, but, well, she really wished she'd had the courage to speak up earlier. Look, Ruth, I know, I'm just holding it up as an example. To be honest, I'm not sure I'd have the strength to stand up if I was in your position. But, well, it's food for thought, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So, chips.
Oh, it's really kind of you, Ed.
I hope you're okay with plenty of vinegar.
Yeah. Smells great.
There's nothing like it, is there?
No. I didn't realise how hungry I was till you walked through the door.
Yeah, well, I thought you might not have eaten.
Brilliant. And you really enjoyed the course?
Yeah, it was great. I was up at the crack of dawn, though, just like the day job.
Yeah, of course. You have to release them early, don't you?
Yeah, that's the rules. By 8 at the very latest, they've got to be let out of the cages.
What, they read you their rights, do they?
More or less. Sounds comical, but it's fair enough. I mean, they're happy munching peanuts in the dark, but they get a bit twitchy after dawn.
Right.
It's very quick, though. You shave a patch with the clippers, mark them with a spray, shot from the hypodermic, and they're scuttling off to bed.
Sounds like you learned a lot.
Yeah, I did. I can't wait to join the vaccination team.
Well, you're going to be a great asset.
Oh, I even did okay on the theory. Oh. There you go. That's your piece too.
Ooh, you sure?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, brilliant.
So, how have things been?
Well, not great, really.
No?
No. We're still trying to work out what to do for the best. Ruth's bringing the boys back tomorrow.
Right.
You worry about the kids, most of all.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, I'm staying put from now on.
Really?
Well, I think Emma's planning to stay at her mum's for a bit, but I'm not budging from Rickyard.
Oh, Ed, that's really good of you. It'll be good to know you're there.
Well, you and Ruth have always been great to us, David. I want to give you both my support.
Thanks, Ed. I really appreciate that.
Well, come on, help me out, though.
Sorry?
Finish those chips.
Debbie sounded pretty wound up.
Oh dear.
Well, she's up to her eyes in harvest, of course, and we only manage the briefest of chats.
Oh, could you just be careful where you're putting your feet, Brian?
Oh, sorry.
Actually, if you look, I think there's a courgette under that leaf.
Oh yeah, do you want me to pick it?
Yes, please. Before it grows into a marrow.
There we go.
Yeah, thanks.
I told her BL have already managed to recruit headhunters to find a herd manager.
Oh, right.
But she says she'll put out feelers amongst the people she knows.
Well, that's good. Ooh, I must have missed this one.
Well, you've certainly got a good haul.
Yeah. Oh, I want to make ratatouille for Rory's supper tonight.
Does he like ratatouille?
Yes. Evidently he loves it now. Mm. The school encourages them to try everything, of course.
Part of what we're paying for.
Yes. And he's sounding very, confident.
Yeah?
And I'm sure we'll see a big change in Phoebe as well.
Yeah, bound to.
I told Hayley it'd be lovely if Phoebe could join us on some of our outings.
Actually, Jenny, I think I might be able to squeeze in a quick lunch before I head off to collect him.
Oh, there's still some of that lovely cheese left, but, that's about it.
Oh, well, that's fine.
My mind's on Rory's special welcome home supper tonight, though.
Quite.
Made such a difference having him there.
I'll bet it did. There we go.
Thanks. And the boys were all over him when we got there.
Oh, good to be all together again.
I know.
It's so good to see you. You look better.
Actually managed to sleep right through. First time in ages.
Oh, I'm glad.
Mum practically bundled me up to bed after stiffing me with a large portion of homemade lasagna, of course. Wish I could say the same for you.
Well, probably overdid the chips last night.
Really?
Ed brought us both a takeaway. He dropped by to tell me about the course.
Did he?
He says he's not budging from Rickyard, even with Emma staying on with her mum.
Good. And Pip's back later, thank goodness.
Are you sure?
I mean about her moving back.
Oh, try stopping her. She wants to be here for harvest.
Oh, Ruth, I missed you.
Yeah, well, I don't plan on going anywhere again for a very long time.
Good.
Do you want the last bit of cheese, Jenny?
Mm? Oh, no thanks.
Oh, well, if I must.
Oh, everything smells so wonderful, doesn't it?
Mm.
I've been thinking.
Oh?
Mm. Wouldn't it be lovely to have a summer party? You know, a real family do.
Mm. Well, when did you have in mind?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps sometime in August.
Right.
And after all, we do have something to celebrate.
Yeah, I suppose my handling of the BL board has been rather a triumph.
Well, yes.
Although Jerry and Andrew were trying to create a few waves last week, and Debbie's told me to watch my back.
Oh, dear.
But I told her they're no threat to me now. No, you're right, darling. No, celebrations are in order.
Well, I was thinking more that we should be celebrating Rory and Phoebe returning to the fold.
Oh, yes, of course.
Mm. We've got so much to be grateful for. It was such a close-run thing with Adam, wasn't it? I mean, we nearly lost him.
I know.
Such terrible days. We're lucky he's made such a wonderful recovery.
Yes, indeed.
And you're both getting on so well now, aren't you?
Better, anyway.
So, what can I get you, Kenton?
Well, I'm just debating whether to go for the family-sized bar.
Oh, they are nice to share, aren't they?
Oh, hardly. No, I'm in need of a sugar fix to get the creative juices flowing. OK, I'm going to practice self-restraint. I'll just take two of the small ones there.
They have got small, haven't they, for the money. That's £1.50, please.
All right. Well, there you go.
Thanks.
Well, I see you got a couple of signatures for your village quartet team.
Trouble is, it is a bit difficult with people not knowing what they're signing up for.
Yeah, well, all will be revealed shortly, Susan.
Well, I hope so. Only Linda's steaming ahead with all her cultural things.
Yeah, I know.
It all sounds really exciting. Performance art, she called it.
Yeah, so I've heard. Ad nauseam.
There'll be a group of actors doing things all over the village.
Huh?
Evidently one of their chosen venues might be just outside the shop.
Oh, good.
I was thinking it could be an opportunity for some product placement on performance days.
Yeah, anyway, Susan, I'd better make a move. Oh, hi, Emma.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Kira. Oh, you're looking particularly angelic today.
Oh, looks can be deceptive. Just keep her away from the vine tomatoes.
Oh, I won't ask. Bye-bye.
Bye. Everything all right, is it, Emma?
Yeah, fine.
And you did manage to put the vacuum round. There were so many crumbs after George had had that cake. We should make sure he sits up at the table in future.
He likes running round, Mum. It wasn't a meal time.
Well, it's having an effect on my carpet.
Anyway, I came to say, George picked up that little china owl that you've got on the shelf by the fire.
Oh, don't let him play with that, will you, Emma? It's got sentimental value. Your great aunt gave it to me when I was a little girl.
Oh, right.
And you will get the tea on before your dad gets home.
Again?
Oh, shepherd's pie. It's not too hard. Tell him I've got a bit of stock taking to do. Oh, well, watch her, Emma. Watch her.
I am.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Kenton.
Hey, take it easy, mate.
I'm okay.
Yeah? Right. So, how many miles have you done?
About five.
Right.
Yeah, must be at least.
Well, I would offer you some chocolate.
No, thanks.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. So, how are things?
Good, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I have been feeling a bit stressed, I suppose.
Well, not worrying about exam results already, are you?
No. You've heard about this fixture we've got against St. Mag's.
Oh, right. I get it now.
How do you mean?
Yeah, well, anyone would be feeling stressed playing a hotshot team like that. Of girls.
Tell you what, it's going to be really weird.
Yeah, I know. It could be a case for post-match counselling, I think.
Oh, come on, you're not taking this seriously.
No, sorry. No, I am, mate, really.
Oh, at least Nat's really happy to be getting a game.
Oh, with a mixed under-19 average crack team?
She has been winding me up a bit about it. Well, a lot, actually.
Oh, wait, that's girls for you.
What's really getting to us is... Alistair wants it to be a really big event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's telling people to come and watch.
Well, that's good.
Is it?
Mm, sure. Means you'll up your game.
We've got to get into peak condition.
Oh, hence the jogging. Oh,
we've been going to the gym way more. Marty's even been doing weights to strengthen his upper body.
Oh, good thinking.
I've really changed my diet.
Hey, you'll walk it, mate.
Thing is, Alice was filling me in the other night on the St. Mag's lot. She was, like, making them sound as if they were,
Amazons?
Why? Have you heard that?
Look, Jamie, it's best if you don't know too much. I mean, yeah, they have been known to lose, just, well, not in recent memory.
Oh, you're doing it again?
No, sorry, honestly, just give it your best shot.
While the crowds fall about laughing?
No way.
What are you even doing here?
Oh, just a little recce.
Oh, for the community games?
Yeah, Ruth gave me the heads up there might be a problem.
Yeah?
Hadn't realised the railings run along the bank there. Means the tug of war is out for a start, not to mention bog snorkelling.
Is that your list?
Yeah. I've come up with a number of promising ideas, but it's just, well, there's a bit of a slope, isn't there?
Let me see it, then.
Okay.
You're not serious? These are ridiculous.
Yeah, well, if you're so smart, why don't you have a go?
No problem.
Really?
Give me until my shift starts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine, Linda. Mm-hmm. No, I've got everything covered. I gotta go. Sorry. Bye. Hey, Jamie.
Oh, hi.
You would, so?
Oh, the list.
Yeah. Did you have a look at it?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, it's all sorted.
Oh, it's great. Let's have a look. Oh, interesting.
I got it down to 5 events.
Yeah, it looks quite promising. It'll need a bit of fine-tuning, of course.
Yeah, right.
Want another drink?
No, thanks.
You look like you should be on your way to bed.
Oh, I'm just enjoying having you all around me again.
Josh's music.
Josh's music is fine.
Well, at least he turned it down.
Hey, just come and sit down for a minute.
I don't need telling twice.
You must be exhausted.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Better than I was on Wednesday, anyway.
Love, Adam and I had a chat yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. And, well, I've decided I'm going to pull out. I'm not going to give evidence. What?
You're only doing that for me, aren't you?
Well, you and the kids.
That's... David, I've been doing some thinking too. I don't want you to.
What?
I want to nail them, once and for all. See them in prison.
Why the change of heart?
Something Kenton said. It stayed with me.
So, what, really? You're absolutely sure about this?
I am, yeah.
Oh, Ruth.
We're on the same side again, aren't we?
Oh, thank